here's a story from The World.
The World's Europe correspondent Orla Barry is in London. How does this American political story look from there, Orla?
There's really two stories today, the US election and lockdown, and the US election is very much at the top of all of that. As one person said to me earlier, I feel like this is the most important election of my lifetime, and I don't even have a vote in it, nor do I even live in the country.
Wow.
So, you know, it gives a kind of a perspective. But have a listen. This is the opening of Parliament earlier today, Marco, and the first question that was put to the Prime Minister by the Labour leader, Keir Starmer, this morning.
Can I start with the elections in the United States? Whatever the results, will the Prime Minister join me in saying that it's not for a candidate to decide which votes do and don't count, or when to stop counting? The next president must be the free and fair choice of the American people.
We have the Prime Minister's response, so take a listen.
Well, Mr. Speaker, in the answer to his opening question, of course, we don't comment as a UK government on the democratic processes of our friends and allies, and I don't think in all seriousness he would expect otherwise.
A very diplomatic response, unlike some other EU representatives today. Boris Johnson didn't condemn the tweet by President Trump this morning. But what Keir Starmer was saying there, the opposition leader, is something that you hear a lot here today, that the reputation of democracy itself is at stake. And also a sort of a reflection on America in terms of its position globally and how other countries view America right now.
Is that a discussion you're hearing widely in the UK today? America's role on the world stage going forward, even while this vote count continues and uncertainty hangs in the air?
Certainly that broader issue is being brought up, and not least because I think here in Europe there has been very much the sense that the EU has become less important in the eyes of the US. And what changed or what was damaged in terms of the relationship between the EU and the US may never go back to what it once was, but it is perceived that that relationship has been damaged. In fact, the former UK ambassador to the US, Sir Nigel Sheinwald, was quite cutting in terms of the perception of the US to the rest of the world right now when he was talking to the BBC a little earlier.
This year, 2020, with coronavirus and a very, very divisive and unpleasant election, has definitely diminished the world's view of America. And the question is, what comes out at the other end? Is it an America reinvigorated, or is it an America which continues to underperform on the world stage and fail to understand where the rest of the world is?
What comes out on the other end? For folks in the UK, Orla, I mean, this has got to be such a long and wild political tale playing out on the other side of the ocean. But how important is the actual result to the UK?
Well, quite important, actually, because the reality for the UK is that the US is its single biggest trading partner outside of the EU, and a future trade agreement with the US post-Brexit will be very important to Britain. I mean, talks are still underway with the EU in terms of a trade deal, but the thinking here has been that if Trump were to win, it would be easier for Boris Johnson to go for a no-deal option and walk away from talks with Brussels. And just to explain that, the big fear of a no-deal Brexit is the impact it would have on Northern Ireland and the very real possibility it could result in the introduction of a hard border in Ireland. But Joe Biden has been quite upfront in the last few months saying that if anything happens that brings back a hard border, jeopardises peace in Northern Ireland because of Brexit, he won't negotiate a trade deal with Britain. That said, Marco, you know, not everyone thinks actually it will make that much of a difference. And I spoke to former trade negotiator David Hennig about this a little earlier, and he actually reckons a trade deal between the two countries under Trump wouldn't look all that different than one organised under Biden.
There's always been a sense that President Trump understood the Brexit project, but to be honest, it wasn't really backed up with anything useful for the UK. We weren't going to get a special trade deal, just the trade deal that probably will still be on offer under President Biden at some point.
That point by David Hennig, I've seen repeated by a few people who have been close to the Brexit talks, who essentially have said that they don't actually think it will make that big a difference who ends up in the White House.
We have spoken before, Orla, about this bromance between Trump and Boris Johnson. It has kind of faded, it feels, but is there anything to say about the relationship between the British Prime Minister and Joe Biden?
Yeah, not too much yet. I mean, it has been said here that Biden sees Boris Johnson and his government as being a little bit too like Trump, which doesn't bode well, I guess, for their future bromance. But then, I should say many have said because Trump and Boris Johnson actually got along. What does the UK have to show for that relationship? You know, what improvements did the UK get out of all of this? Trump was reportedly, as you can probably guess, quite difficult to deal with in terms of 10 Downing Street. So it's very possible that foreign diplomats are thinking, well, it might be a relief to deal with someone that's a little less temperamental this time around. And also in terms of policy issues, I guess, Boris Johnson would be closer to Joe Biden in terms of his thinking on Russia and on China and certainly on climate change.
The World's Orla Barry in London. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Marco.